CliffCentral.com.
It's the worst, guys, on a Wednesday afternoon. Wake up, wake up, wake up! Marco Giuli and Rioberto Sicilia in the building.
What's happening?
What is happening? We've always got it. We've always got the juice, baby. We got the juice.
And the gin.
And the gin. That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. Yeah, man, like I said, I'm Marco Giuli, the host of The Worst Guys. Today's show is going to be epic, as always. I know it's a bit gloomy out here in Johannesburg, but, you know, we bring the heat, we bring the fire, we bring the light. That's what we're here to do on your Wednesday. Make it the best day of your week. I know a lot of people are talking about hump day and shit.
Like, yeah, this weather is in support of that.
It is in support of hump day, and so are we. So that's why we are here, to make it the dopest day of the week, man. There's been so much that's been going on. But before we get into all of that, let me just catch up with my home dog. Riabetswe, dog, tell me what's been happening.
Yo. Hey, man, first and foremost, let me send a huge shout out.
Oh, are we sending shout outs? Aye.
Huge shout out. Get that round of applause going on.
Yeah, let's get it good. Get it good. All right.
This shout out is for my lady's mother. She told me she listens to our show.
Oh, shout out to Rehab's lady's mother.
Hey.
Whoever Rehab's lady
is out there, there's a lady. Uh-huh. You wish you knew her.
Shout out to y'all, man.
I know her past. Trust me.
I've been hearing a lot about
people. I know your daughter. I know her really good. I'm joking.
You're going to get in trouble. She's listening right now. Bro.
Hey, man. Are we not young adults?
Yeah,
we must make like young... Does she not want grandchildren?
Yeah, exactly.
So now we must practice what we preach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel... You know, I've been hearing a lot about people listening to our shows in strange places, man.
Hey, man.
Like overseas in Hong Kong. I have a friend who's been listening to our podcast in Hong Kong. I have a friend who's been listening in Switzerland. Dude, so like, we've got the juice. We international, baby.
International. Yeah, man. That's what I'm scared of. You know, why? I feel like we need to, like you said, we need to fucking get a grip of the local market before we go international.
Yeah,
we need,
you see,
local love.
You see, our target is the youth, right? And our youth is too busy burning shit to listen to the worst. Exactly. Y'all are out there burning shit while you could be laughing on a Wednesday casually. But it's fine. Use your holiday time that you've earned so well to listen to the worst, guys. Because it's always mad dope, man. Mad dope. And before we get into the topic of the day, which will be why nice guys finish last. Yep, it wasn't a question. It was a statement. Nice guys finish last. We were just
I'm trying to oppose that.
You got opposition. Yeah, all right, cool. But that's the topic of the day. If you want to join us on the conversation, hit us up on Twitter at @the_worst_guys, or you can hit Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com and let us know your views. But for now, get the views from the worst guys of what's been popping off in the news, baby. Wait. I want to play this again because I actually listened to the words for the first time. I think this guy's talking about Playboy. He's like, Playboy and Penny at it again. Okay, let's do it one more time. Let's do it one more time if y'all hear what I hear.
Playboy
and Penny at it again. You see, whoever Charlie Chaplin's talking about in this, he's a worst guy.
Yeah,
he's a worst
Hefner,
guy.
Let me tell you, yeah. Hugh Hefner had hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, that's why he's our intro to the news, baby. But from the worst guys, first things first is something that the whole country's been talking about of late, and it is quite a serious, pressing issue. Pravin Gordhan. We all know he's been charged with fraud by the NPA, which I believe is a bogus charge. In fact, we all know it is. These guys are trying their utmost best by these guys. I mean, the ANC and the Guptas, essentially, are trying their utmost best to bring down the people who are fighting for good and for justice and for fairness in government and in parliament. And Pravin Gordhan has unfortunately been caught in the crossfire because he is in the coveted financial minister position. All right, just before we go into the details of this, let's just talk about the finance, the Minister of Finance position in and of itself and how ridiculous it has been. Okay, so ultimately the accusation here is that the Guptas have influenced positions in cabinet.
And that's not obvious?
Yeah, that's what Thuli Madonsela's supposed state capture report was going to be about. But this position was held by Nene, right? And in order to get him out... They got Van Rooyen, Des Van Rooyen, the guy who lasted for about 48 hours. Now, he was the decision of the Guptas, and apparently new evidence has come out where he was caught having tea with the Guptas the night before.
Come on, guys. So now we can't drink tea with other people.
Hey, bro, not if the next day you got a new fancy job that you're not qualified for.
Hey, it's just so coincidental.
It just so happened that the Guptas make some really nice tea. Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure with all that money, their tea is way more fire than ours.
You don't even need sugar. You just mix that fucking cup of tea with a 200 rand note.
Yeah, hey, exactly. It tastes really good. It tastes minty fresh, bro. So yeah, that's Des Van Rooyen, he was next. And then straight after that, who came into the picture? Pravin Gordhan had to come into the picture to replace Des Van Rooyen because people were like, nah, the situation's fucked up. Now Pravin comes into the seat.
As a Sherlock Holmes kind of vibe.
He's saving the day. He's saving the day, trying to put some confidence in international investors back into our economy. He's trying to bring some stability. But now, obviously, the Zuma crew, Zuma and his cronies, Des Van Rooyen included, they don't want this. So he's being challenged for fraud. And for those of you who don't know why, it's because of his rehiring of Evan Pillay as deputy commissioner of SARS after having retired him with a retirement package of about 1.4 million. And firstly, this wouldn't have been a criminal case to start off with. It's an administrative case. So the ANC and Zuma and his cronies really don't have anything against this guy. They're just trying their best to get him out of the seat because they don't want him there, obviously.
But he's ready to go to war.
Dog, he's ready to go to war. He's bringing it all out because he's talking about the 6 billion rand that the Guptas have apparently hidden in Dubai. This is the latest story. And he's got information about where, what, how. He doesn't have direct evidence, but he has evidence that could lead to where this money has been.
Pravin Gordhan right now, he sleeps with one eye open.
Yeah,
I
for
can
sure.
tell you
he's
that
most
now.
Certainly going to get murked if he doesn't tread lightly here. But
I feel sorry. Does he have kids?
I'm not 100% sure, but we can Google that quickly. We'll check it out now. Pravin Gordhan. So 6 billion rand is missing from SA, and apparently it's in an Oak Bay account for the Guptas, which is one of the companies that they own in South Africa. But it's been closed by Standard Bank because of dodgy transfers. So even though banks are like, nah, we're going to get busted in some mal shit that we don't want to be involved in, yeah?
Shit. So, I need to make sure that I also get in contact with them and tell them to transfer my one back as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he's really going all the way. He doesn't give a shit because and that's how I trust him. Like, okay, you willing to let the courts rip you a new one to find anything against you? And you're saying, yeah, let's do it, man. Because I've got more against these homies, and that's why they're obviously trying to slow this process down as much as possible.
I think he needs backup, though. He can't be going down alone, especially if he knows this much. He can't be the only one that knows this much. People need to speak out, man.
Unfortunately, Zuma's owning that parliament, man. That cabinet is owned by Zuma, man. Because only it's Cyril Ramaphosa and three other ministers who are behind Pravin Gordhan in this weekend's parliamentary meeting. So, man, there's a lot of secrets up at the top that we don't know about, and I want to know what they're all about, because the state capture that Thuli Madonsela was supposed to release, the state capture report rather, wasn't released. They threw a spanner over the works, and they, being Zuma and his boy Des Van Rooyen, from cooperative governance, they threw an interdict saying, nah, you can't actually release this. So now they're in court to try and see if they can move on with these proceedings and what the Pretoria High Court rules. So, yeah, man. Thuli Madonsela wants to expose these guys, and they're doing everything
they
can.
They
to
must
dodge.
Just say, stop saying, I want to just fucking expose the guys, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot of due processes which they hide behind. I think that's the whole major issue, is that they can find loopholes in the law which they can dodge the actual system of rule of law. So that's, what do we do, bro? Even the good people are trying, but they're suffering out here.
Hey, man, it seems like we need to pull back that one of, you know, putting a hit on Zuma.
Yeah, that's the next option, assassination. I charge 2 rand for somebody to kill Zuma. That's the highest I'll go. That's what I think it's worth, bro. Because eventually he's just gonna get ousted, and
I think everybody that's paying for e-tolls.
Yeah,
right, let's gather that money. Alright, let's gather that money and give it to one slim motherfucking slim cut. You know, somebody there by the Cape Flats, you know them Cape Flats niggas? Yeah, I shoot you now, but
yeah,
I...
we need one of those niggas who not afraid to go to jail.
I mean, it's John Mongro.
Yeah.
Mongro. I face me.
Face me.
Face me.
We need somebody who's comfortable in prison.
I tower Zuma now. No, I'm still in Dota, me.
I'm still in Dota.
No,
even if he's back of his head, he's mine. I don't care. I'm still in Dota. We need somebody to do the job, guys. We need somebody. I'm not saying it's me, but I'll give you R2 if you're willing to do it. R2 is all it's worth.
Contact us on Twitter at @the_worstguys if you're willing. We will forward it to the relevant people.
Yeah, thank you. We know, guys. All right, cool. So that's what's been popping off of late. Obviously, there's still a whole lot more going on, like the Fees Must Fall protest still causing havoc in our streets. But, man, I don't want to go too much into that. I don't see an end in sight. When I do see an end in sight, we'll come and we'll talk about it and what the actual plan moving forward is. But people...
Senzenina. We shouldn't actually be laughing, you see. But that's what comedy's about. We need to find, you know,
the humor in serious situations.
Yeah.
But this is what I feel about the Fees Must Fall protest, man. It's like apartheid to me. You know, I'm just glad I wasn't.
I hope
there
we get
it.
Another, you know, youth day from this, you know?
Yeah,
youth day part two.
Yeah. The Fees Must Fall uprising.
The Fees Must Fall up.
We definitely need another public holiday because this shit is stressful.
Hey, man. I think this is what, you know, this is how public holidays, you know, are going to just get mauled. Because there's going to be one for that. Then there's also going to be one for the Dota protest.
As soon as Dota falls, I'll rejoice because that is ridiculous, dude. I saw something very interesting on Twitter earlier about how 5 kgs of rice, for example, is less than 100 rand and it lasts a month. And Dota of 1 gig is 1 rand, 149 rand, and you'll end up not even lasting a week, boy. It goes the next day saying, yeah, you've got 5 megabytes left.
Amen.
Or what MTN's favorite one to do is to alert you the next day when you've used your airtime instead of data, and like, yeah, alert, yesterday you used 10 rand airtime instead of 50 megabytes of data. Why didn't you tell me yesterday, bitch? When I was using that airtime.
I don't know what's going on with MTN. I was actually on my way to go pick up my lady, Lecrib, and I passed this huge billboard. I think they're giving out shares now, but like it's one of those for the not so privileged people. You know, like the Sasol and Zalo shares that were discounted shares.
Yeah.
And now they're worth, and I invested, boy.
In MTN. Dude, MTN is crashing. That's what I think is happening. So they're trying to get rid of as much of their stock as
Sanlam
possible.
Sanlam helped me get some land. Let me tell you.
Dine land, boy. Alright, nah, cool. So, yeah, Data Must Fall. We'll always shout for that because we need y'all to download this podcast, right? It's only like 10 megabytes, guys.
Wake up.
Wake up. You're chilling with the worst, guys. My name is Malcolm Judy. Chilling with the big homie, Riabes with Cecilia.
Obviously.
And we're about to make your Wednesday lit, baby. We're about to make it lit. Let's talk a little bit about what the topic of the day is. But before we get into that, man, I want to feel some music, dog. Are you feeling some music? Just a little bit. I feel like we haven't had enough music on our show. I feel like we need to make some money here. Let's put AKA. I saw this guy live, eh?
So can you give kudos where it's due?
Yeah, he's dope. He's mad dope. But can I tell you the truth? Ricky Rick was way better.
This is some disrespect. Play this nigga's song.
Nah, let's play some AKA Ibiza and we'll get back into the show. The topic of today, why nice guys finish last, baby.
Whatever your term of endearment for your prize rod,
four banger, four by, barge, beamer, beater, benz, big rig, bike, freezer, chori, chopper, clunker, crotch rocket, genka, ghetto cruiser, hog, hobdy, hypermiler, jalopy, junker, combi, lambo, land barge, pimp mobile, pocket rocket, puzzle jumper, render rock scoot, shagging wagon, shitbox, sled, tank, warrant wagon, whoopee!
There's only one place to visit if you're looking to buy a new vehicle. Autotrader.co.za. With simple navigation and over 62,000 cars to choose from, it's a no-brainer. Visit Autotrader.co.za today and find your next set of wheels.
Whoa. That was AKA Sim Dope. He is one of the freshest rappers in Africa right now. Rehab seems to think he's the freshest.
Until I step up on the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I'm still undecided on that. You might be the best. That's what I'm saying. I said maybe. What do you want me to
undecided.
Say?
Undecided. Who better than me?
Apparently, AKA. Is that what you
said? I said until I step up on the scene, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Now, I believe in you, dog. I believe in you. Yeah, man. You're back with the worst guys. That was just some dope. And now we're talking about why nice guys finish last. I don't know how many of you feel the same way as I do, but I feel like this comes from a long history of heartbreak as a nice guy. Before I was a worst guy, you know, worst.
Yeah. For this conversation, I'm a best guy.
Are you a best guy?
I'm a best
guy. No. Okay, so at least we have two different angles to tackle this from, right? So, nice guys finishing last. This is carrying on from our conversation last week.
This is a bit prejudiced. The topic can't be why nice guys finish last. The conversation is, do nice guys finish first or finish last?
Okay.
Because we're debating this.
All right. Do nice guys finish first or do they finish last? All right. But you see, the reason why I say this is my proposition is because it's a delicate balance. One thing I think is that as we mature, as we get older, nice guys win. That's what the woman wants in the end. They just want the stable guy in a relationship who knows how to hold it down, who's a man who isn't being a fuck boy, trying to get all the as many girls under his belt as possible.
Preach, brother.
Yeah,
preach.
That's what happens in the end. But I'm saying for our target market, our age right now, I think it's real tough for a guy to be a good guy because that's how you end up in the friend zone.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you end up in the friend zone with hoes. I ain't trying to be out here with these hoes.
You see now, but we talk about these hoes. It's Hoctober. They're out here. They're not looking for the good guy, are they?
Yeah, neither am I looking for them. Yixi.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I'm looking for that mature woman, you know what I'm saying? Sexy and grown.
Somebody can hold the house down.
Somebody
girl.
Can hold a house down.
All right, okay.
I'm going to put a rock on that thing.
All right, we're talking to somebody who's pussy whipped over here, obviously.
Oh, so that's what you're going to call it?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to say on my side, as a single male who's out here for these hoes
dude,
on Hoctober.
Even when I was single, so screw you, actually.
All right, cool. Apparently.
Matter of fact.
Apparently, you've never been a bad man. That's exactly what I thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Riabeto Sesele is a bad man. Don't let him lie to you.
Don't laugh.
Don't laugh. This nigga is out here.
No, let me explain. Let me explain. Okay. Yeah. I started my, sexual encounter career as a bad man.
All right.
And then when I felt like I'm keen to fall in love now. Woo! Did I not get my heart broken?
You have to get your heart broken. It's part of the process.
All right. I got my heart broken. You know, and my mom told me, hey, don't date colored women. Don't date colored women. Yeah, mom's not a racist, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but truth is truth sometimes.
Yes,
you know, the colored woman not break your heart like your mom told
you she
would.
She broke my heart then. Them niggas wanna beat me up, but I'm like, but wait, may I did gebreek word, my bro?
That's what happens when you date somebody in Bloemfontein in one of the townships. Yes, it gets mild, boy. But yeah, what I was thinking is that for guys, the circle always starts somewhere. This is what I believe. In, for example, like mostly in high school, most niggas are good guys. Good guys who get locked up in the friend zone. I'm talking about my personal experience as well.
Hey, it's not our problem you got left on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I was exactly what I was going to go into, is that there's always an event or something that happens that makes a guy say, you know what, fuck these bitches. You know when you say like that meme that goes around on Twitter, the disregard females acquire currency. There's always a point in a young boy's life where he has to start disregarding females and trying to acquire the currency. So
that's a young man's life.
Yeah, young man, young boy, whatever.
Boys are concerned with the hoes.
Okay, young man.
A man is concerned about his future.
Yeah, all right, cool. So there is a time, though. For me, you just
brought
it up.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for everything.
No, listen. So there's a time. For me, it was getting dumped on Facebook was the realest thing that ever happened to me. Listen. And I didn't even see the post first. We chilling outside, playing soccer, water. This chick I was feeling, I was being nice to show
you. Hey, this
all
chick is my cousin.
Yeah,
right, like,
your cousin is full of shit, boy. It happened, boy. It is my endeavor. It happened. And from then I was like, yes, you know what? I'm going to be a bad man.
Yes, bad but man wait, things. What did you do to deserve to be dumped on Facebook?
I don't know. It was a whole thing of the week. It was a high school thing. We were just exposing people's news. We were on the verge of breaking up. And then people's news was exposed on Facebook and shit. You know, high school shit, like, mix it where we had the top 10 ugliest people in our school. And all this dumb shit that you do as a young man. All right, so now this is the thing that I say is that I was speaking to some ladies out in the lounge and they're talking about how it's not necessarily that they like a bad guy in their heart, the person who's got a bad heart. It's more that a lot of the time men put up facades of being bad, dangerous in order to make women feel like they're not boring, like, because that's the number one fear that I've gathered so far, is that women are scared of being with a boring guy who's not going to give them the thrills, the excitement, and a lot of the time that comes with being a bad boy is, we can't even really define it, do you know, because, I mean, there's people...
I think what women want, they want the same way we want a lady in the street but a freak in the bed, you know, you want that, you know, Channing Tatum, good boy, goody goody two shoes in the street, but then you want that Johnny Depp kind of looking Pirates of the Caribbean looking nigga in the bed.
Nah, dog, Channing Tatum has been a bad man. Like, Mike, man, you talk about this guy who's...
Channing Tatum still looks like a beginning, man. Channing Tatum still has to go through puberty.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is about what being a bad man is necessarily. What is not a nice guy and what is a nice guy? Let's try to get into that a little bit. A lot of the times I like to compare bad men to musicians, artists, because they're the only ones willing to expose the truth about their experiences and their lives, because that's what art is for, right? So we look at musicians like Miguel. Let's look at your favorite musicians when it comes to the boudoir. If you're in the love making situation, we'll call upon The Weeknd, we'll call upon Frank Ocean, we'll call upon Miguel.
Yeah.
All right. So these homies,
I want to know what you're getting to.
I listen to the lyrics.
Yes.
Of what these guys are saying.
Uh-huh.
It's not always the most kosher thing, although a lot of the times artists fall in love, women fall in love with artists and what they're saying.
Yeah.
They are saying bad man things.
Yeah. Like, but I'm saying all of me loves all of you. Love your cousin.
Oh, so this guy's lying to us. This guy's lying to us, dog. Name a John Legend album even.
Hey?
Yeah.
That other one, the latest one.
Yeah.
Ain't this what you came for? Isn't that the name of the album?
Maybe tonight.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, but these guys are out here saying the roughest shit, man. Like Frank Ocean, his latest album, Blonde, he says things like, keep a place for me, I'll sleep between y'all, it's no thing. So the translation is that he doesn't give a shit that he's coming in between a particular relationship. He's going to stay, regardless of the other dude. But I mean, if you guys are feeling something, then it must happen. And that happens.
What do you mean, hey? When you say must, okay, you're referring to it as a need. And a need is a life or death situation. I know you did business studies. I know you know how to define a need. And this is not a must situation.
Well, psychologically, we need sex, food, water.
Yes, we don't need it for multiple resources.
Yeah, okay. We've come to the crux of the argument. The multiple resources versus, the monogamy. And also, speaking of artists who say shit like this, Kanye West, one of my favorite homies, love is cursed by monogamy. This idea that you can only love one person. And it's not based on men only. It's based on both men and women.
Yes, no, wait, sharp. You can love more than one person. Ma, why must you put your penis there, man?
Because it's nice. It
oh,
nice
I love you,
inside.
Dog. Am I going to put my penis inside you?
No, because you're not gay.
Exactly. So now what's the deal, bro?
This is a flawed argument. No, this is a flawed
It's
argument.
Not flawed. You just said it now. Did you not?
All right, okay.
Do you not love your brother? Are you going to do incest right now?
I would not. But I mean, if it's a female and I can.
So if your little sister, when she gets older, what you going to do, bro?
Dude, you're being ridiculous right now.
No,
I'm not going to bang my little sister. Are you crazy?
You just, okay, continue.
Okay. Continue. We're trying to the ultimate thing that separates this argument is monogamy meaning trash. I mean, multiple partners meaning trash, and monogamy being good and stable, right? Bad man is generally out there, nice guy, is monogamous. He sees the same thing as his partner, whatever the case may be. So now, do you think that monogamy is the only way to have a relationship? Is that the only right way to have a relationship?
I know somebody close to me, like a close client, close friend of mine, who actually, a lot of them, actually two clients, that practice polygamy, right? And they claim to practice it properly, you know. So all of them bitches, they know each other. Like, hey, you Wednesday? Yeah, I'm Thursday. Oh shit, you come before me, girl.
Nice to meet you, Wednesday.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So all of the, so like when it's first of all, shit, polygamy is puss expensive, bro.
Yeah, it must be. Having one girlfriend is even expensive enough.
Now, how many diamond rings must you buy?
Too many.
How many lucky packets for the guy who practiced polygamy must you buy?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I feel like, yes, some people do practice it. Do you, bruh? Do you? But let's not just put this thing of, this is the way it should be. That's another problem with society. They want to say, no, this is the way it should be.
Yeah.
This is the way it should not be, you know. That's the same way people say, you should not be gay. You should be straight. No, if this guy wants to chow another guy up the bum, let him chow another guy up the bum. Is he chowing you? No.
Yeah, so
how does it affect you?
Who I fuck doesn't make you come. That's exactly
But let's not say that it's wrong, and let's not say that it's right.
Yeah, okay, so there's no wrong and right when it comes to sexual preference.
Hey, man.
So now, if... Okay, I just really want to get down to this nice guy thing. You really don't believe that...
Wait. Yeah. Ladies, I got one question to ask. Nice guys finish last, right? But who really wants a guy who's going to finish first? Really? Who really wants a guy who's going to finish
now
first?
Now you're changing the angle.
No. Because you want to talk about a penis in the pussy now, right?
Okay.
So now, who wants a guy who's going to finish first?
Hey, so now, if you can do the job and finish first, I mean, like, who cares? Like,
you see... That's exactly why they left you on Facebook.
On Facebook. Because I finished first and I don't pleasure the other woman. Nah, that's a lie, bro. I wasn't even having sex in high school, bro. I wasn't one of them cool kids. We were bopsing in the hostel rooms.
Hey,
don't laugh.
Woo, woo, woo. Shout out. Okay, stop. Yes, I had a sleepover. Yes,
man,
what?
Bad man.
I'm a bad man. I told you. Yes. What's his name? Mr. Who's the headmaster there?
Oh, no. No, forget the headmaster.
Yes, I had sexual relations in the hostel.
In the hostel, you see.
In room 308.
This is not a nice guy. And can I tell you,
but those
you
were get bad men days.
I'm telling you, what I'm trying to say is that nice guys, when it comes to getting laid, they do not succeed as much as...
What?
The guys who have... illegal sleepovers in their hostel rooms are the ones getting laid.
But that was my girlfriend. That was my girlfriend.
Yeah, but you're winning with your girlfriend too. Having a girlfriend doesn't mean you're a nice guy. That's not what I'm saying. It doesn't mean you have to have a girlfriend to be a nice guy. I'm talking about your attitude, your general demeanor. Are you exciting, or do you just bow down to your girl's demands? Because one thing I know.
Okay, so you're saying being a good guy is being like the equivalent of a yes man.
Yes, yes,
hell
exactly.
Hell no, am I a yes man?
Yeah, you see.
Motherfucking no.
I'm not saying being in a relationship makes you a nice man. I'm just saying the fact that you even got into a relationship puts you in the top tier of guys who are the bad men. Because the nice guys are being out here locked in the friend zone. It's like, nah, he's like a brother to me. Or no, actually, or you the guy when she goes out and there's guys groping her, she's like, no, this is my boyfriend. She's pretending you're her boyfriend, but you could actually be her boyfriend in real life. And that's a situation that I come across a lot, where women skip over the closest guys to them who are really nice and really I don't know how to explain it, man, like soft.
Moist.
No, moist.
No. Soft is the word, because I'm moist and I'm a bad man. I'm a good guy at the same time.
Yeah, that's the thing that you have to... That's the thing that I'm saying is the problem with for guys, let me say specifically, is that a lot of the time we end up putting this facade that, you know, we are dangerous and exciting and we might just leave you hanging and shit, because that's a thrill. And on the other hand, deep down inside, you know, we just want to be... out there cuddling too. to some extent.
Hey, man, can I tell you how nice it is being the small spoon?
Dog, it can be fire, boy.
Being the small spoon is too lit.
Yeah, I feel you on
especially
that
in the weather that we have today, boy.
Yeah. So, man, it's not, I'm not saying all nice guys are going to lose, but I mean, I in my experience, after I started not giving a shit. In fact, I think the key is in not giving a shit about whether it happens for you or not. Talking about relationships and courting women and trying to have sex and being young and clubbing. If you give too much attention, you've lost it. To either opposite sex, if you give the other sex too much attention, you're already gone. Don't you think?
Nah.
Do you know what I think is missing? Is the old school form of courting women, where she knows from the very beginning, you start sending her roses, you start singing her ballads. You see, look at this guy.
Name something I haven't done, boy.
Yeah, you see, but that's experience.
Yes.
How did you get that experience?
From my mama and my daddy.
No, I'm talking about your woman in your life. Yes. That's experience that you've had.
Yes, let me tell you. Look, all of those things that you were saying right now, all right, I'm one of those fans of the old school love.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm one of those Teddy Pendergrass niggas.
Yeah.
You know?
Luther Vandross. Yeah.
R.I.P. you know.
Yeah, so that's the old school, courting that we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And I also believe like if you're in a relationship, it's not just, hey, this is my girlfriend or this is my fiance or this is my wife. You know, that person is your life partner. They're your best friend, they're your business partner, they're your lover, they're your friend. They're everything, bruh. Yeah. Under one
roof.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Under one umbrella.
That's good, man.
So the minute there's like a gap, that's when the popa dance. That's when you become a bad man.
Okay, so what do you think is the reason for the fact that there is so much infidelity in relationships?
Communication. Ah, that's the first point.
What should be people communicate to each other about? Like, when you don't like the girl. You see, it's difficult. Here's
why are you
scenario.
With her if you don't like her? Okay, give me the scenario.
No. Okay, here's a scenario. I kind of like a chick, but I don't want to be in a relationship. And in order for me to get with her and to bubs, she says she'll only give it up if we're in a relationship.
See, now, and now in this situation, I'm a good guy. I ain't going to do that to her.
You're not going to get into the relationship.
Nah, G. I'm one of those, I will never tell you I love you just to bops you.
Really?
I've never done it.
Okay, maybe you are a nice guy. I'll tell you, I lied, dog. I've lied to a woman and said, nah, I love you, dog.
You see, that's the reason why when you tell a girl, nah, I love you, you just like them other niggas. No.
So I'm ruining it for you.
Exactly, bruh. Now I'm out here pouring my heart out saying, I love you. And I'm being for real. And then she's like, nah, you just like them other niggas. No, I really love you.
All right, let me just say, for me personally, it's just because I still feel like I'm young. I still want to experience a whole lot of shit. I know what it takes to be a man, to be responsible, and I'm not ready for that. I'll tell you straight up. I tell them, if they ain't with it, then let's just forget it. That's how I look at my
relationships
life.
Slowing me down. They slow down the vision.
Dog, and that's the real thing in my life, is that I don't have time to be taking girls out on dates, to be doing all this shit, because there's only one thing that I'm focused on. So, you know, I'm a busy man who needs to just pops on the sides. You know, I'm like Jay-Z. That's why he didn't write his bars. He's a businessman. He gets into the studio, he just freestyles, yeah, cheek in the house, and then he goes. That's how he wrote his. That's how I feel about relationships right now. Until my career settled, my life is settled, then I can be like, okay, now you're done with the games. Now it's time for you to be a man.
Yeah, but there's two sides to the coin. You can also find somebody to help you build that empire.
Ooh, okay, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? Just like, maybe you can pee out your Pepsi, everybody, and then settle down once you're in the game. But now you've got so much mileage on your fucking dick, you know.
Dude, don't even dare compared to you. Don't even dare, my
What are
boy.
You doing?
No, you want to expose me. You want to expose me. We can go there. We're the worst guys, and we always tell the truth. Nothing but the truth.
So help us, God.
Exactly, boy. My name is Malcolm Julia. I've been chilling with Ria Besa Sesele. It's always a dope conversation. Talk about why nice guys finish last.
No.
Or whether nice guys finish last or not.
Thank you.
Ria Besa Sesele representing the best guys out there.
To all of the best guys out there, I feel you. I know your struggle. Keep loving your woman.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm apparently a bad man who doesn't give a shit. Until I find the one. That's the thing, man. How do you know if she's the one?
You know the cliche saying of you just know.
You just
know. Amen.
All right, that's what it is, man. But, you know, as usual, we're always going to rap out for you, man. But before we do that, let's tell you what's popping off with the worst guys. I'm getting flown down to Bloom on the 2nd December. I know it's a bit far, but the poster's out. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's a show by the Angel Foundation. I'll be emceeing the entire show. The comedians that will be on the lineup are Robbie Collins, Prince, Dylan Oliphant. So it's going to be one heck of a show. What else is happening?
On the 29th of October, I'm going to be co-emceeing the Mr. and Miss TUT.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah.
I hope the students don't bring out the ironing boards and the stones for me. You know what I'm saying?
We have those students coming in on the 26th next week.
That's going
to
be
come talk to
dope,
us about
dope.
What's happening at TUT. And yeah, man, that's it for now. Oh, Giles Restaurant will be starting again next year. We are done for the year there. We're just going to come out with something hot, something fresh for y'all. So don't be wary. We're not gone forever. Just for a little while, man. Just for a little while.
You need to miss us, actually.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We need a ghost for a bit and then we'll come back. All right. Now, before we go out, we're just going to do a little freestyle for y'all because it's freestyle.
I think we need a new
worst,
beat.
Guys.
In there,
we need a new beat.
Beat.
All right. But I'm going to click one and let's just hope it's dope because I don't know. Oh, that was dope. We can even finish out to the song.
And the beat is due for love. This was made for me.
It was meant to be. All right, go in, Mr. Nice Guy. Go in, Mr. Nice Guy.
Hey, I might even spit something written. Hey,
yeah, go.
I wonder if she believes in love at first sight. Hey, I'm not easily deceived, but after seeing her, I just might. Caught up in a fairy tale, like I found a glass slipper and she's the one if it's just right. She's standing tall like liberty. I swear it on my mama, never ever put her heart in jeopardy. Cause my mama means the world to me, and with this girl I see the best pastures for me to plant my seed. I mean to plant her seed. Hey, that's only if she agrees to start our own little family. Ooh. Maybe two or three kids living by the ocean.
Baby
man,
time.
I don't even kill the potion. The potion. Whatever it is, it got me filled with so much emotion. Buzzing off the ND fiends, the closer I get to her, I'm closer to my dreams. Hey, and by the look in the eyes, I could tell that a broken heart got her closer to Adele.
Yeah.
Could I be the one to resurrect her from hell? Could my 16 bars save her soul from jail?
Ooh, could he 60 bars save her from jail? Nah, he's probably gonna go. I'm probably gonna have to pay the bail. But I'm too poor, too broke, hustling. And everybody knows that I'm always bustling. They say I'm a bad guy, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just out here trying to get my nut.
Bye,
you
bye.
Know, everybody's out here eating my dust cause I'm a winner. I'm focused, I'm pulling the trigger. I got
Batman.
The gun and you wanna suck my finger while we in the bedroom and you know I'm bringing the doom. Oh man, you can't be afraid cause next year this time I'll be on the world stage. We might have a parade but we have to go. But listen, my producer's looking at me, what the fuck, yo. So let me stop the show right there. You've been with the worst guys and we always here on a Wednesday, baby.
Ladies, don't forget to suck his finger if you're a bigger fish.
My name is Malcolm Jilly. We are the worst guys and it's been cack dope. As always, we out. CliffCentral.com.